The next week, that is the last week, okay. So basically, what do we have to talk about from the Uvda from last week? Baruch, you have something you want to share with us?
I was pretty decently successful trying to find the time. I used to get out of the way to get back into my Moshe Seder, and I tried to focus on that as part of that, and I also, the Kavanas and the Bracha of
Moshe Beinu, Avinu, Sarasetron. Very sadistic a thing, Rabbi Shai, huh? Very basic. Even though it's a prehistoric history, Rabbi Shai, but again, I want to remind you and emphasize to you that even though the system that we have in our body here is we work on a thing and then we go further, no matter what it is, we work on it and we go further. But what we worked on, the weeks before about the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a type of, you shouldn't drop it, of course, out the Hilchos Vad, we dropped it. I don't know if she used the lashon, we dropped it, but what word should we use?
Changed our focus.
Right. Change the focus. We advanced to another Inyan. Whatever the words are, but we should really try to, continue in some kind of way. First of all, when we did the Noichi at night time, twice a day, and we should try to quickly go through the Esamakis. We gave the suggestion, the dam turns into the frog, and the frog turns into the frog turns into the kinim, and that turns into the explodes into animals, and then they die. That's the dever, and then the people get boils, and then the bora comes down on the boils, then the bora turns into locusts, and the locusts turn into darkness, and the darkness turns into becheres, right? Makas becheres, the death. Just an example, and also, before you say Shira, to try to establish some kind of a scene in front of your eyes of maybe what it looked like, and try to say, the enthusiasm and the spirit and the simcha, and try to say the Shira with that in mind. So I'm cheating a little bit, Rabbi Zai. We're cheating, right? No, because we're really past that, right? And but it's such an important, I think it's such an important aspect of the Baruch Hashem, and outside the miskeret of our chabur here, you don't hear people talking about it, you don't hear shirim on it, and you don't hear rabbanim talking about it, according to what we're saying, it's something very basic, and it really is very strange, like mikotza v'kotza, that it seems to be, the importance seems to be very obvious, and negligence of it is so, Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvodei, we have the Manatayim, we have our Chabur here, and we think about it, but outside our Chabur, it's like Mandakoshmei, like almost not mentioned. So I just want to appeal to you again, Rabbi, say that I think it's something, it seems to me that it's something so basic. I say again, as maybe unusual it is for me to bring it up as a uvda, something that you don't hear. So the Baruch Shalom is more fanatical kaviyachol than me, but I give about like a few weeks we devote to this. No, not just 1 week, we devote a few weeks to it. And the Baruch Shalom gives the uvda twice a day, every single day, more than our vod is a few weeks, and the Baruch Hashem's vod of the is every single day, twice a day, and it could be on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, on Pesach, on Tisha B'Av, every single day, no matter whatever the day is, Purim, you get drunk, no, twice a day, you know, Maskei Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's much more radical than we are about it. You know, so it seems like the Baruch Hashem was trying to drive a point home, of course, that he wants is something that should be thought about, you know. Okay, so wait 3 minutes for the commercial. You know, I just wanted to throw it in again. You know that we're here for Shleimus. We want to grow, so I think it's important, you know, to keep this in mind. Rabbi said, okay. So we heard about the Ubda last week. It's also very basic, very very basic idea that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, and he wants and he's boydig our leid with a meter. Rabbi said, and he sees. We have a cheshik to come close to him, to hear about him. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, Baruch, what do you have to say?
No haras.
No haras. Okay. All right, good. Baruch Hashem. What do they say? No haras is good. No haras is good. Good haras. Good. Baruch Hashem. What do you have to say, Moshe?
Nothing. Nothing earth shattering this week. I was able to think through it a little bit, but
okay, Baruch Hashem, Hoshea, a couple of years.
It's fine.
You're a newcomer.
Right.
That's why we sit next to each other. Right. Your beard is still black.
Right, yeah. Right. My mother, who's 86, she's never dyed her hair in her life. And her hair up here on the top of her head, she has less gray hair up here than I have in my beard. Yeah. So it's a genetic thing. I tended to be honest with you. I tended to forget this particular uvda, except during davening when I remembered it in the Shemona Esrei. But other times I just. Yeah. I don't know, it didn't sort of just settle into my mind throughout the course of the day.
Yeah, I tried to remind the Oilam Taka that this thing, this point you bring up, a very important point. These Uvdas, this type of Uvdas, they're extremely difficult, not the Uvdas itself, but because of what you're saying, they're not anchored down to anything particular, you know, so it's difficult to, sometimes you anchor it down yourself, like you make up, you know, if the chakras, like right after Shachar to do it, or sometime during the day, but in the essence of the Uvda, it's not really connected to anything. So I sympathize with your problem. A number of people have told me this thing, reflected this thought, at least during the Shemun Esrei, by the Shemun Esrei Sefer, I remember, you know, it's a very, very important Chashiva Uvda, Taka, you know, and, Monday maybe we'll think of some kind of a clawless figure eitzah, how to deal with this problem. These objects that aren't anchored down, ways, to try to think of some kind of way of doing it. Okay, Rabbi Say, our veterans here. We have a lot of veterans in our Chabura, Rabbi Say. So, what do we have now, Rabbi Say? The Rav Baruch Hashem reminded us, Rabbi Say, Mishenechmas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha, right? Marvin B'Simcha. So, the Maisa, Rabbi Say, can we ignore? Anybody else would like to join me, you're invited. Anybody like to have another one? If I told you, I didn't know who I'm going to share, call me every right. No. Rabbi Say, Mishi Nichnas Adam Marva Besimzo, huh? We have in a certain way, we have a word cut out for us, no? So we say that simcha is a frame of mind that a person has to get himself into, right? Not the weather report, right? Most people think along the lines of simcha that it's a state that comes over a person, you know, like a state that comes over a person, you know, like in a good mood, not a good mood, but it's a reflection of what you call moods, simcha, right? But in Avodas Hashem, the truth is that simcha isn't a tzotzor of different things that happen to us that puts us in a certain kind of a frame of mind called simcha, but simcha is an avoda, right, that we have to create, right? And it's something you have to work on. So with what better time to work on, Rabbi say, is better than our time now, we say. So let's hear what we should do to work on simcha, Rabbi say. Maybe somebody would like to say over just Bekitzer, just some of the ideas that the Rav said in his shiur now. Anybody listen very closely? Would like to? No? Do you have?
I wasn't here for
it. Were you?
I was not here.
No, it was just the sort of whether it was brought down in halakha by the Rambam or not, or it was brought down later, and why it wasn't a practical how to be. You mentioned that the stifler would drink wine.
Yes, I know.
I remember saying that. The stifler would drink wine in the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh Adar. I don't know. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What would the Rav say should be at the root of simcha? Since you said it's not something that's the result of something that happens to us. It should be something that we have before anything happens to us. Right? It shouldn't be something that's caused. It should be the beginning, not the end. So what should the root of it be?
That's what we want to talk about now.
Yeah.
Exactly. But just let me qualify again what I said. There's nothing wrong. I mean, very often it is the result of you find out that some relative you never knew anything you had left you $50 million, you know. So
it'd be hard not to have sympathy.
Right, right.
Certainly help.
Right. Just don't forget our kollel.
Right.
Keep us in mind. Of course, keep the shul in mind. Right. You know, of course, a person could get the simcha from various. A kid comes home with a good report card. Finally, that makes a lot of simcha. Baruch Hashem. So, avada simcha could be, a result of things happening, but when we talk about avodas Hashem, that's what I meant. According to avodas Hashem, so we believe that's an avoda. That's not, that when you talk about simcha, we talk about in terms of an avoda, not the tzotzor part, right? So the question is, Rabbi said, let's hear from the Olam, let's hear what we can think of, what we can do to create the simcha. Like, in order to create simcha, so we have like two approaches. One of them is like Hoshea. Getting close, Hoshea Tamecha. That you have something in the plenius, deep inside, that comes out in the form of sinful. Or could be just the other way around, that the chitzin is more the plin, and you know, we have a behavior pattern of simcha, and the behavior is much bigger on our pnimiyat, right? So that's much more accessible than the pnimiyat was that. But anyway, those are the two avenues to try to inspire, like the pnimiyat from the inside, like the simcha, and then the other avenue is you know, the chitzen more the pnim, to do actions of simcha that will stimulate the pnimiyat. So one, you know, in the pnimiyat of Baisai, thoughts of simcha. What can bring us thoughts of simcha?
Maybe thinking what good we have, how Hashem does good for us, family, parnasa, health.
Right.
Just thinking of the.
Right.
Hashem brought all of us, not just to the Vod here, but he brought us all to Eretz Yisrael, which is an amazingly wonderful bracha that should, I think, always, we should always be willing to express and be enthusiastic about being able to have, live here, when for centuries and centuries, many had only dreamed of it, and they tried to make it, they, you know, died on the way,
Okay, so if I say, let's just, one of the things on the list, right, of the things that we have to be, you know, do you want to say things that we have to be thankful for? Think of things that we have to be thankful for. So, right, it's an item on the list. I think that, of course, it's an important item, right? Okay, so one item, one thing, like Rebbe is suggesting, is that we should convey as man what they call counting blessings. In other words, trying to think of things that we have that Hashem blessed us with, right? And if you wanted to get scientific about it, or methodical about it, so you have family, right? Family, Hashem, children, family. You have a person has a house, you know, his dwelling, and you have like in family also, you have the immediate family, you have also extended family, and then Hashem gives you a certain amount of friends and acquaintances and neighbors, you know, human relationships. And then you have, of course, you say Gashmi, it's like you have a house to live, a place to live, which is such a matana. You say, well, you know, I bought it, I have a mortgage, but we don't realize that it's a gift that many people don't have that gift. You know, a lot of the things that we have, we learn to appreciate for the people that don't have it. Health, right? Maybe some people put that on the top of the list, like health, like, you know, Baruch Hashem, even though a person has maybe certain problems, but basically be able to walk around and to function, right? Function, Baruch Hashem. What else do you have on the list, everybody say? Let's, you know, financial, like you have the house, but the finances, that you have, like, money in your pocket, you can buy things, right? And you have, of course, things to buy, available, accessible, right? like the Aeneas, you know, it wasn't so long ago there was such an Aeneas here, you know. It wasn't so long ago, like 500 years ago, like there's such poverty. People alive today still remember, you know, in Yerushalayim, that a truck going around, you know, with a horse-drawn truck selling glasses of water. Water, you know, selling glasses of water to drink. So, we're not talking about 500 years ago, we're talking about people that remember it. Imagine you had a boy, a glass of water to drink, and even any fruits, apples, oranges, and something that you never saw, you know. You can't fathom, you know, my wife works in an orphanage. She happened to come across an old letter today that she told me that she saw an old letter. You know, she wrote in a disc in some old letter they got many, many years ago that she's, one of the things she's working on the old letters that they have. So this is a letter from the burial organization, it doesn't matter, the Kedisha. I mean, they used to take care of other things also. The lady, her husband passed away, so she has to get a job, you know, to support herself and to support a five-year-old child. And she doesn't have a job, so she locks up the child in the house, a five-year-old child, so that she can go out during the day looking for a job. A five-year-old child she locks up in the house. This is, you know, people, Jewish people, religious people, they have no choice, you know. She must have a job to support herself and support the child. So she locks up the child in the house alone, so she can go around looking for a job. So the Chevra Kedisha, they heard about this case, so they wrote a letter, you know, to the Beis Hashemim that they should take in this child, this 5-year-old child, you know, because that kid is left alone in the house during the day, you know. So my wife just came across the letter today, appealing to the Mossad to take the child. I mean, just imagine the Aeneas and such a thing like that. The Maisa, she found another letter, a subsequent letter where they took in the child, Taka. You know, no, but I mean, this picture the poverty that a mother had to lock up a child, a 5-year-old child, alone at the house. You know, I guess there are many other stories, but this is just a touching story. You know, so Baruch Hashem, today we have money in our pockets and we can go out and buy and do things. Okay, so that's one division, Rabbi Yisai, count the brokers. What else can we do to bring simcha, Rabbi Yisai? Huh? Let's hear some suggestions. Huh?
Do things with other people. Be involved with other people. Activities with your friends and with people in need. Get involved with things. Usually you find yourself getting happy when you're helping out other people.
Right. I mean, we have to have simple things. The uvda, eating and drinking, something like that, right. In other words, something that you find enjoyable, right? In other words, you have in mind specifically that maybe you wouldn't necessarily eat now, but you have a certain simcha from eating. So, like eating now, the shame simcha has mission nifnasad amar of the simcha. Like we're trying to think of ways to be mekayin mission nifnasad amar of the simcha, right? So, If a person finds simcha from eating and drinking, so then he could do that as a tool for simcha, Rabbi Yisai. Good, very good. What else, Rabbi Yisai?
Singing and dancing, playing music more often.
Right. In other words, chitzen more the pnim. Rabbi Yisai, I'm sure the Olam has accessibility to, you know, to CDs or, you know, whatever, you know. So the chitzen more the pnim, to maybe spending a few minutes outward simcha with a niggin, singing or doing a little rikud, Rabbi Yisai, right?
Going for a bike ride.
Exercise.
One thing I like to do is call up. I like to talk to my friends on the phone, people I haven't talked to for a long time. Get back in the loop.
I didn't realize it's really very, very late. Yeah, I have to try to be mastic now. And we have another issue of alcohol, I would say. You know, of course, with using discretion, right? But, you know, a little wine or something. Okay, everybody says, you have the list here, right? Yeah. I'm going to run out. I need a bracha now to make the buzz. Okay, everybody say. All right, so wishing everybody bracha v'atzlocha. And it should be taka. So you have like, maybe you'll go over the list. If they're a little distant, not enumerated for the oilam. Right, everybody say. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful Sukkotik Lechoydish. Everybody say, we should see Yeshua's, myself, both lines. We shouldn't have to work on Simcha. It should be, you know, the automatic also. Okay, good.
I bet enough.
Okay, what do we have here?
What do we have last year?
I have to look.
Last year.
Well, eat, drink, sing, dance.
Eat, drink,
together. I like eating, drinking, and singing and dancing.
Thinking of goodness. Thinking of good things. Thinking of what's good for us.
Gara has take off.
Huh?
Oh, right.
In Simchaela.
Spending time with friends.
Daven with a geschmack. Whatever happens for the best. Dancing, singing music, kosher jokes, chitzoni is bigger things. Alcohol, if it gives you a little lift with discretion. Torah, oh, of course, it's never something to live. Make someone else happy.
Jokes.
Oh. Daven with a geschmack. Make kiddush etara. Kirbos Hashem. Connect with Hashem. Makir the hashgachas and yeshuas of Hashem that he brings us. Limud b'kol. 12 for Paris and Sveta.
What one before that?
Limud b'kol. That learning out loud.
Why is that simple?
I don't know. I mean, maybe for some people, if you're used to it.
Saying, do you like, does anybody like get inside of, like, you know, learning the call?
I can. If I get into it, then at least I feel better about it. I mean, it depends on the situation.
It's easy with the chavrusa, probably.
Yeah.
Chavrusa, you're learning.
No, but you're learning, but mamash b'kol, not like.
I have a glass of scotch and you're Gemara.
Go to sleep, that's the problem. I have a glass of scotch, that's it, I'm done.
Right.
After you were running around the whole day?
That's okay, you have to have a second glass.